And lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age. Those are Jesus' words from Matthew 28:20, and that's the focus of this week's edition of Praying Pals. When the blue sky bursts with sunshine and you feel lighthearted, it's easy to believe that our Lord Jesus Christ is with us. But what about the stormy days, full of unexpected danger, sadness, and feelings of, well, being out of control? Yes, my fellow believers, He's with us on those days too. Too often, we equate feelings with belief. Relax. A change in feelings never indicates a change in His promises. And He remains with you. The challenges of being human beings include multiple causations for feelings to change. A lack of sleep deeply affects the body, including the brain. I'm getting my PhD in psychology with the purpose of helping people through a Christian perspective. So this type of thing is on my mind. Too much activity or too much inactivity can alter emotions. Even gastrointestinal health issues can throw people's feeling of well-being. Pain, too much screen time, hormonal shifts, changes in diet, blood sugar shifts, life transitions, and time zone changes. The list goes on. So many things must be considered as influences on our emotional equilibrium. Yet, Jesus Christ never forsakes His own. He never abdicates His throne. He reigns. He holds us. He loves us. He is indwelling us who know Him as Savior and Lord. Yes, He's with us. Emmanuel means God with us, not just at Christmas time. The tomb is empty, not just near Easter. He remains good. He remains God. Today, my friends, take a look again at our focus verse, Matthew 28:20. And lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age. He is with you. He is with me. Hallelujah. Now tell your friends. Share John 3:16 in action and in word. Love them with His love. And look up. God's sun still shines. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you so much for loving us, for never forsaking us, for giving us the promise of your presence for all of us who know you. Lord, some people right now realize they don't know you yet. So let's just turn to you now in that way. Lord Jesus, we confess our sins. We repent of our sins. We recognize that you are God. You are Savior. You are Lord. Please be our personal Savior and Lord. We receive you, Jesus. We believe in our hearts that you rose from the dead, conquering sin and death, and that you did it for us in our place to bear the punishment for our sins. We confess you as Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you for being who you are all the time. And that you never forsake us. We welcome you and thank you for your forgiveness. We pray for all of our loved ones, all prayer requests sent to Praying Pals. Pray for all veterans, troops, pastors, missionaries, persecuted church. We just lift up everyone to you. We give you every care. And thank you that you do care and that you love us and are with us. Please protect and deliver us from evil. In your name, Jesus, and we ask for your favor and that you would open doors for us to share you with many, many people. Just help us to love you and love others like you want. In Jesus' name, amen. Prayer tip of the week. Share the content of this message with friends who are feeling just burned out. Pray for them. Give them something to remind them that they are loved. God bless you, my friends.